databases, privacy tools, and a robotic arm that charges game controllers. A Databricks post on LTAP architecture, storing Postgres data in Parquet format on Amazon S3, drew substantive technical discussion despite a modest score of 41 points. The approach promises transactional database behavior on cheap, scalable object storage, with operational data directly queryable by analytics tools without ETL pipelines. Commenters raise the central objection. S3 round trips are measured in tens of milliseconds, not the microseconds of local NVMe storage, requiring clever caching and write buffering to make latency acceptable. The post fits into a broader architectural trend, separating storage from compute, that Snowflake and Databricks pioneered for analytics workloads and that is now being tested against transactional ones. FreeBSD's memory management behavior generated 147 points and 51 comments for a debugging narrative in which the author discovers that the operating system's aggressive disk caching of free RAM, entirely intentional and well-documented behavior, reads from the outside as a memory leak. The thread became a wider discussion about how operating systems communicate design decisions to users whose mental models were formed on different systems, and whether the right response is better documentation, better tooling, or different defaults. CRXNG, a free self-hostable meta-search engine that aggregates results from Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, and dozens of other sources while stripping tracking and ad injection, drew 226 points and 62 comments. Its appearance on the front page reflects a recurring community anxiety about commercial search quality, and the thread produced a lively exchange of self-hosted instance configurations. On the security side, a researcher's disclosure of a privilege escalation vulnerability in MSI Center, the system management software shipping with a wide range of gaming PCs, demonstrated that a service running with system-level privileges can be manipulated to execute arbitrary code in seconds by trusting user-supplied input it should never accept. A practical threat modeling guide from pseudonymous security researcher Soatak also trended, offering developers without security backgrounds a systematic framework for thinking about who wants to attack a system, what they can do, and what matters most to protect. The day's most charming infrastructure story was a GitHub project scoring 148 points. A computer vision-guided robotic arm that autonomously aligns a Steam controller with a magnetic charging puck. Built with OpenCV for vision, a servo controller for movement, and a 3D printed mount, the project represents someone solving a specific personal problem, forgetting to charge a game controller, with what amounts to a small, autonomous robot.